Whistler had a very distinctive way of applying paint. He thinned out his paints and would often pour paint onto the canvas so that it would behave in this very liquid and fluid way. He used, it's said of Whistler that he often worked in oil paintings as if he was a watercolor artist. He was very interested in the shapes that paint could take on the canvas and opening it up to chance processes. And Whistler, certainly in Britain, was identified very much with Impressionism and some of the techniques of atmosphere and indistinctness that were associated with that movement, even though I think there was no formal connection between Whistler and Impressionism. But I think if we're going to talk about a signature style for Whistler, I would say that it is above all about emptying out the content of the picture so that as his career progresses, he is continually asking what is the minimum of pictorial event that can be taking place. We see this in his printmaking, which is an important part of his work, where in many of his etchings, there is only a perhaps a small area of the etching plate has actually has anything taking place on it. He makes these Venice landscapes where you just have a thin horizon line where there are some buildings discernible, but in the foreground and the background there is nothing else going on. So Whistler is, yes, he's not trying to crowd his pictures with events, but he's trying to create an atmosphere. And he also makes us question the idea of finish in a painting as well. And there are lots of interesting discussions about some of Whistler's paintings and whether they are left unfinished or whether they are finished, but they just look unfinished because that's the way that Whistler worked.